Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
A global criminal conspiracy, a prince, a jailed socialite, and a billionaire who may or may not have been murdered. Welcome to the world of the Jeffrey Epstein, the Prince and the Pervert podcast. Journalists Lisa and Jen bring you the ultimate deep dive.
Hello, and welcome to the Prince and the Pervert podcast. My name is Lisa Tate, and with me today, I have my partner in justice, Jen Tarrin. How are you?
I'm well. How are you going over there?
Well, there's lots of news around in the Epstein world, Jen. And not only am I going to talk about Ghislaine's bid for a new trial, I'm also going to talk about Prince Andrew and Epstein in go-go bars. But nothing to see there, Jen, of course.
No, it never happened. He doesn't remember it.
No, exactly. And you have some more documents that have come out of New York in relation to Ghislaine's quest for the new trial?
Yes.
Interesting.
And I understand we've got someone who was at the trial going to chat to you.
Yes, someone interesting. But also I've got what I consider the definitive list of organisations, people, events, etc. that no longer want to be associated with Prince Andrew, the Duke of York.
So these are the foundations and trusts, not the whole of the rest of the world.
Oh no, there's a school in Canada that's had enough.
Oh, that's a great one. We spoke about that probably a year ago, that they had called a parent meeting about it.
Bad look, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Okay, Jen, so Brad Edwards, one of the key victims' lawyers, has been talking to Insider.com. He has said a new trial for Ghislaine Maxwell would go even worse for her, claiming more accusers have come forward to him after her sex trafficking conviction. Now, that's something they hadn't bargained on, isn't it, Jen?
That's true.
Considering her brother has been crying, as we spoke about recently, about how unfair this is, and how it's a travesty of justice. Well, more people coming out can't be a great thing for their case either.
No, I've seen statistics come out of the US that retrials are never really a good shot.
No, so just in case you missed it, Ghislaine is fighting for a retrial in her child sex trafficking case over comments from one of the jurors who convicted her. And must I say, in my personal opinion, I saw him on a recent documentary with a British television station. He is thirsty as, Jen, as they say. He loves going over and over it. Yes, you can share your experience, but let's just think, even after Ghislaine was calling for a retrial, you're still in the media talking about it.
It's not good, and it leads to people wondering why you are doing this.
Exactly. And there's no evidence that there's anything improper going on, but there are concerns about the company he works for, Carlyle Group. Apparently they were the biggest donors to Trump. Did you know that?
Yes, I've heard that.
So that's what happens. It can often, especially in this case, grow a life of its own.
Whether it's true or not, it will grow and dominate the news cycle. And it also takes away from the real stories here.
Exactly. So Brad Edwards is now representing 58 women. More women have contacted Edwards to say they'd be willing to participate in any investigations into her conduct. So this may not be the end for her. This may be actually her first sex trafficking trial.
There could be more charges coming.
They're willing to share their stories about Ghislaine and testify. So I don't think a new trial would go any better for her. In fact, I think it would go worse for her.
I agree.
A new trial would also mean that prosecutors could present more evidence to convict Maxwell and keep her behind bars for the rest of her life. So we know she's facing up to 65 years. It depends which source you read. It's somewhere between 40 and 65. Do you agree, Jen?
I've even seen people say 80. Essentially, at her age, it would be life. Now, onto some of the documents. We know that on January 19th, Ghislaine Maxwell's team filed a motion for a new trial, but they wanted everything under seal, particularly juror number 50. Now, that's Scotty the Bear, as we call him down here, who then did a whole heap of interviews, including, as Lisa just mentioned, appeared in a documentary. Now, Ghislaine's team wants to keep everything about the new trial under seal until the decision is made. And then, what's the bet? They try and fight to keep it under seal if her motion fails. Now, this sealing of everything has pissed off quite a few people. Not just Lisa and I. Julie K. Brown and the Miami Herald have submitted to court saying, no, we say it should be unsealed. Interestingly, in their letter asking for these documents to be unsealed, they wrote this. And this is on page 2. Of document 581. Additionally, the interests of the Miami Herald are not likely to overlap with the defendant or the government, particularly where, as here, neither party is likely to support unsealing. So the Miami Herald believes that even the government, the prosecution, doesn't want anything to do with Juror 50 unsealed for the public to look at. But they're not the only news organisation. ABC News and NBC Universal News Group have also hit up the court for unsealing, and the New York Times. So anyone who's carrying on that the mainstream press has ignored this case, here's three big players just in the American media that have asked that these documents be unsealed. Whether or not that will happen, we have no idea. And Judge Nathan has given the prosecutors, the government, until February 2nd to put in a submission about this. Like the other publications, New York Times is pushing the First Amendment right to access. So let's hope that the judge does unseal it all. And in the unsealing or the unredacting of the various does in the Virginia Giuffre v. Ghislaine Maxwell civil case, still nothing there.
So back to Prince Andrew and his go-go bar buddy. What were Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew up to in Thailand? There's some new details about an old story concerning Prince Andrew's trip to Thailand with Epstein and Maxwell. Nothing suspicious, nothing to see there. But apparently Prince Andrew and Epstein visited the Crazy Girls by Rock Hard. Can't believe I'm saying this. Crazy Girls by Rock Hard venue, which is in a, quote, according to the Mirror, raunchy area where, quote, many of the girls are prostitutes or victims of sex trading. That's what people don't actually realise, that when you go to Asia, a lot of those girls have been trafficked.
Huge amounts of them because of the poverty.
So, Crazy Girls by Rock Hard, you can enjoy the craziest and sexiest ass-smacking bar. That's what they've said on Facebook. And speaking to the Sunday Mirror at the time, so we're talking 2001, the manager said, I was amazed to see a prince here, but he was not fazed and he seemed quite relaxed when people realised who he was. A regular said, you certainly wouldn't get a member of the Thai royal family in a place like this. This area is very raunchy and many of the girls are prostitutes.
Sex trafficked.
Ghislaine was in the country at the same time. And they had a Southeast Asian jaunt together. And at the time that the UK taxpayer was forking out £240,000 a year to help fund his life. And you may have seen there are photos of Epstein and Prince Andrew and a bunch of topless females on a mega yacht.
Does that include the photo where he's pinching his nipples?
Oh, yeah, I think I know, where he's got his arms out on an angle.
Yes, and it looks like he's playing with his nipples, yes.
Well, apparently, Jen, the Atomic Kitten singer Jenny Frost was there. She was 22 at the time, and she was pictured topless on the $1 million vessel. So, and apparently there was an it girl called Normandy Keith, age 28, that he was threatening to throw overboard. Oh, you're hilarious, Andrew, aren't you? So Jenny Frost, the singer, told the Sunday People, "I had no hesitation in going topless in front of Prince Andrew. Why should I? The fact is I didn't want to get strap marks on my body while I was sunbathing." That's interesting. No allegations there. "I'm not bothered about getting my boobs out in front of everyone." That is very good. Good on you. So Epstein and Andrew, they stayed at the Amapuri Hotel in Phuket as well, $4,000 a night. And guess what, Jen? That was the place, allegedly, where Fergie had her toes sucked in the 90s.
The shrimping.
Yes. So it's an ultra-exclusive resort. It's a go-to place for celebrities. One of the bars they went to was staffed by semi-naked go-go dancers. The sleazy holiday, now this is what the Mirror says, offers a window into the relationship between Andrew and the pedophile couple. He's said to have become increasingly close to them around that time. Well, this would have been after. No, it was the beginning of 2001, so he had yet to meet Virginia. Well, he says he never did. They also went to the Banana Disco, Jen, whose website features videos of scantily clad young women. Lana, who runs the travel blog, gophuket.net, Banana Disco is a nightclub popular with tourists. Nothing exclusive, just DJ music, cocktails and a dance floor. Well, there you go, Prince Andrew. I bet you he regrets that. Now, I've got to check our hypocrisy folder, Jen. How's it going?
I think it's pretty full.
Because, now that we mention this, Prince Andrew's daughter, Princess Eugenie, or Eugenie, or Eugenie, I don't know. I was told it was Eugenie. Complain to Jen, not to me. She's putting out, finally, her long-awaited podcast for the Anti-Slavery Collective about human trafficking. I kid you not, I'm not making it up. It was in People magazine a couple of days ago.
Because she trashed it. She stopped doing it.
Yes.
But now she's coming back.
Yes, she is. So the recording started in 2021 at the Princess's home, and it will be released later this year.
Maybe she's relying on people listening and clicking on it because of her dad.
Well, she probably realised she's going to get a pasting regardless, so she'll go ahead and do it. So it's her long-awaited podcast. Well, it might be a long-awaited by you, but I don't think any of us needs to hear from you at the moment about human trafficking. And if you are going to do it, I don't want it to be some kind of astroturfing, you know, reputation cleanser. Why don't you interview some of the girls that were getting their butts slapped at that bar your dad went to?
And I wonder if she'll include the Ghislaine Maxwell trial.
Yes.
Bet she doesn't.
So apparently she's spoken at the UN about it, but so had Ghislaine Maxwell. Before this, I thought it was a prestigious thing to speak at the UN, but I think if you've got contacts, you can do it. So I think that the world can wait for your contribution to this, unless you're going to be thorough. So, Jen, do you think she'll be editing for 8 hours?
I doubt it. She'd have a professional team. I wonder who's paying for it.
Well, she'd just have to go in and talk.
It'd be all scripted.
I'll be interested to see how long it lasts, because once it comes out, people are going to go crazy.
I reckon it'll be a short series, maybe 4-6 episodes, and that's it. Very little press other than launching it. I don't think there'll be any follow-up. She won't do any interviews.
No. Speaking of Prince Andrew, Jen, did you know 9 out of 10 York residents want Prince Andrew to be stripped of his title of Duke of York?
Good on him.
It's a survey, a very scientific survey in the Daily Mail, but 88%.
That's pretty cool.
Yes. And they've also recently removed a plaque in a Belfast City Hospital, marking its formal opening of its tower block by Prince Andrew. The Belfast Trust said the display was removed without its direction and its whereabouts are currently unknown. Do you think it's a prankster?
Sounds like the staff got sick of it, or a patient or a visitor, and just went, time to take action.
So it's read, Belfast City Hospital Tower opened by His Royal Highness, not anymore, the Prince Andrew, 25th of June, 1986. Okay, so the poor kids at Prince Andrew High School in Dartmouth in Canada, they're going to get their school renamed based on submissions from the general public and students. Prince Andrew High School is in Nova Scotia and it's going to be renamed, and they're not putting any spin on it. They're saying that it's a result of the sexual abuse case going forward with Prince Andrew. We're changing the name to move in a different direction due to the negative reports about Prince Andrew, school principal Craig Campbell told CNN in an email.
That's brilliant, because I spoke about that about a year ago when they were discussing it, and it looked like at that stage one of the Royal Canadian Mountie, a female officer, was going to be honoured. She was killed in the line of duty. So it'd be interesting to see what name they do choose. But it won't be the first high school. And I reckon there'll be quite a few pubs as well.
Well, we'll get to that. Just hold on, Jen.
Ooh.
Hold your horses, my dear. A plaque at a police station in Devon marking its opening by the Duke of York, Prince Andrew, has been removed, according to the BBC. The plaque, it was taken down by the Devon and Cornwall police. It had been at the Torquay station since 2001. The action was carried out after a member of the public complained.
Good on him,
said Assistant Constable Jim Nye. Well done. Now, maybe you could investigate some of those allegations Virginia made about London. Now, there's even a horse race, Jen. So this is from The Telegraph in London. Prince Andrew has plenty on his mind, but the latest ignominy following the Virginia Giuffre scandal will not be missed by his mother, whose most fervent passion is horse racing. York Racecourses decided to rename the Duke of York Stakes, a prestigious race for sprinters run each year at its May meeting, in a bid to distance itself from the embattled Royal, and the story will certainly make headlines in Wednesday's editions. The race has been with us in different guises over different distances and at different times of the year since 1895, said the club. So this is just another evolution.
Yeah, right, wrong.
Right, anyway, we have an exclusive interview with someone who claims they were at the trial in New York.
Yes. Hello, everyone. It's me, Gisdane. I'm back.
In case you're new here, intern called Gisdane. She's a very temperamental woman, middle-aged woman with a posh accent. She claims she was at the trial, but I think you've just been sulking and refusing to do any of your work.
Well, someone had to look after Isabel's berets. That was me. I was there every day in court. Plus, I had to look after Isabel's berets, you know.
All those pesky journalists.
That's why I went and got the pizza for Isabel to hand out. And, of course, I have lots of close friends. We had a Cheez-Its dinner.
Did you?
Yes, lots of close friends, lots of cuddles and big bear hugs.
Was Vicky Ward there, the journalist?
I am not going to talk about Vicky. I will not answer any questions about Vicky, as my friend Leah Safian always yelled out, no comment.
In case you're wondering why we're giving this person airtime, it's because she's our intern and her job is to read out the thank yous to our Patreon subscribers. So if you'd like to support us from $2 Australian a month, details are in the show notes.
Yes, it's a great privilege. It's a great honour, really, for me to have to read your names out. So I shall start. So anyway, we do not wish to thank Brent, Jennifer, Beth, Lauren, Clutching My Pearls, as quite a few of you did during the trial, because Ghislaine was obviously innocent. Emma, Jody, Jean, Jamine, Mary-Kate, Esther, Tanya, Jobo of Brighton, Carolyn, Meredith, Linda, Gemma, Deanne, Diane, Amanda, Carol, Jen, is that bitch putting her own name down? Jilly, Gloria, Aaron, Pauline, Beth, Bungle, Sarah, Andrea, Gilana, Amy, Melissa, Dana, Rob, Bronwyn, Darla, Claire, Jonathan, Madge, Victoria, Mary Ellen, Matt, and now come the Nicoles. Do you know how many Nicoles there are? Some with a C and some with a K. I wish they'd all bugger off. Vera, El Presidente, Stephanie, Megan, Candace, Andrea, Sue, Anna, Geraldine, Cindy, Frances, Sally, Elizabeth and Taylor, Joodlebugs, Courtney, Alison, Janet, TL, Prince Muskin, Wendy, Rachel, Molly, Amber, Muntean, Peter, Ashton, Georgia, Alison, Kaylin, Marianne, Gail, Nancy, Lizzie, Ellen, Tara, Diana, Christina, maybe it's Oxenberg, maybe it's not, no comment, Catherine, Tiffany, Andreas, Pam, Rob, Leslie, Sadie, Deirdre, KJR, Annette, JW, Rhonda, Mimi, Kyle, Eve, Angela, Belissa, Sandra, Lane, Caitlin, Vanessa, Jessica, Mia, Mary, Sharon, Ruth, Nick, Lazy Lawyer, Sophie, Lois, Tammy, Leslie, Kylie, Freeside, Orbital, Violet, Sarah, Charlotte, MKV, Julie, Stephen, Sally, Justine, Debbie, Katrina, Cindy, KD, PJ, Paula, Nicolette, Dana, Carolyn, Carl's mum, Justine, Miranda, Erica, Jana, Deborah, Candace, Ms., Erin, Elena, Hannah, Amber, Ciro, Biddy, Colin, Gerg, G, U, R, G. Or maybe their writing is wrong. Moira, Phil, Mary, Katrina, A, B, Lizanne, Bronwyn, Taylor, Kerry, Jerrica, Wanda, Ilana, Megan, Mason, Deanna, Debbie, Axeman. Oh, can you send a file? Because they've actually locked me in the laundry this time around because I went to New York and left them behind. Pat, Lisa, bloody Lisa, Colette, Yosha, Zenny, Shelley, Laurie, Michelle, Rick, Kelly, Lindsay, Patty, Abby, Alyssa, Paul, Linda, and Talia. Now, you know you can all just bugger off unless, of course, you send me lots of money ramen, or send money straight to Ghislaine in her commissary. Now, what do you want to know, Lisa, about the trial? Isabel was the most snappy dresser. Lisa. Oh, I think the bitch has left. She's run out of questions. She really doesn't like me. I intimidate her, apparently. Ever since I bit Lisa, she keeps her distance, and now it looks like she's buggered off. So that's what I think everyone should do. You should all just bugger off.
All right, has she gone, Jen?
Yeah, I've locked the door.
Thank you so much for listening to us. We appreciate it so much. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Lisa Podcast. Jen is at O Really Truly Facebook page. We're on Instagram. We're on YouTube as well. So that's exciting. And we'd appreciate it if you could review us and say nice things.
Otherwise, you have to deal with the complaint section, which is me, or Justine if she gets hold of the laptop. And there will be some more things dropping for Patreons. More transcripts are coming for you because these girls' words, these survivors' words need to be heard.
Exactly. And I feel as though the Maxwell family has had more press than some of the survivors have, so it's important. So if you join us on Patreon, you get access to the transcripts before everyone else.
We'll be back if something huge breaks before next week.
Live in hope. Well, those names, Jen.
I know. I am so waiting for those does. I know that two of them are obviously a couple. The fact that they put in their submission together.
Well.
And they were named together in the documents.
It doesn't fit like a, let me see, five-letter word, the surname. Is it short?
Yes, I think it is pretty short.
What Jen's talking about is there's some documents that have been subject to a public access request. They're from the when Virginia sued Ghislaine. And Ghislaine has turned around since her trial and said, I've got no interest in protecting those names anymore.
Which is brilliant.
So we know who that couple is. I think I do.
And if you'd listened to the previous episode about these does, and we know what a few of those names are, and they are survivors.
So any day now we should hear on that.
That's true.
So thank you for listening. Have a great week and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, it's Lisa here. Do you want to help us produce the Prince and the Pervert podcast? One of our kind listeners has been asking how they can support us. So we've started a Patreon account, which not only benefits you In terms of extra content and exclusive content, it also helps us just cover our costs. At the end of the day, this is a labour of love, and we're determined to follow the case until the end. These women absolutely matter. That's why we're doing this work, and we are all in this together. Details of the Patreon account are in the show notes. Thank you.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.